Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And Daryl, for that matter.
Stunner. How's that been working out for everybody? How's that been working out, everybody, for the last 10 years?
Well, because you're nitpicking just to pick nits. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your problem is today. You're nitpicking just to pick nits.
You know what it is.
What is it?
I thought last week was one of the most embarrassing weeks in Cleveland Sports Talk radio history. What I heard from fans on this station and others and shows and podcasts.
You just can't stop trying to divide the fan base,
it's
which is the same group
it's
of fans.
It's not me. I'm allowed to tell people when I think they're being idiots, and I think the fan base was a bunch of idiots all week.
So what does that have to do with Jack Conklin?
That I got frustrated because on one hand, I got a playoff team and the Cavs who are riding high after a game one win. And I'm being told, who cares? It's the Magic. Who cares? They pick their opponent, which seems to me to be smart. Who cares? They can't beat Boston. And then we've got a football team that got humiliated in the playoffs against the Texans. And no one would ever care. No one would ever care. If they just make the playoffs, the Browns just make the playoffs, it is, even though more teams get in than ever before in the NFL playoffs,
you're
45% of the teams get in. And I'm being told it's some amazing all-time
Nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying that.
And I've never heard a fan base, when their team gets to the playoffs, be so down on a football team, on any sports team. I've never seen it. Never heard it.
No.
You were
wrong.
You're saying wrong, but you're responsible for it. You were the guy that didn't care that they made the playoffs.
Here we are. Here,
and
here
so
it is.
Then we get talking
I've
about the Browns.
This monster.
And the Browns and the Browns this week. This God. Week, we're talking about the Browns as if they're coming off three Super Bowls and there's no room for any more talent on the football team. So I'm going to call the hypocrisy out on this.
What do you
mean
there's no room for any more talent? They have a chance to take six players. By the way, Jonathan Peterlin's hosting our playoff post-game shows against Orlando, and our entire station is gearing up for coverage of the NFL draft. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to our coverage on your smart speakers or wherever you go and whenever you go, and you go and get that with the free Odyssey app.
I'm glad somebody cares about the playoffs in this town.
People care about the playoffs. Why wouldn't people care about the playoffs?
Didn't seem like it. We had it all week.
I don't
and
know
you,
what your frustration
you,
is.
It's you. You poo-pooed it all
me.
Week.
It's not
and then,
my fault.
And then everybody got on board, and we treated the Cavs. We treated the Cavs as if there was no excitement, and you were mad because they set the starters at the end of game 82. Get the hell out of here. That was so ridiculous.
All right, who's right? 216-474-0092. Who's right? Who's wrong? I'm going to go step by step and prove why you're wrong. I don't know where Jack Conklin
factored
into all this.
Failed all week last week, but let me hear you.
I don't know where
you tried to get excited again about Saturday.
I'm not going to.
I don't know
long.
If I.
It's
I don't
not
know how legitimate
today.
That excitement was.
I'm excited about the Cavs.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
going to sit there.
Like
I'm not going to. You're not going to work
Boy,
me.
Boy, look at the rah rah from Ken today about the Cavs. Poof. Where's that been?
Now I got to get me going. It ain't going to work today. You're going to have to dig a little deeper if you're going to get me going, okay?
I think I already did. I think last week you showed
seconds.
Your true
Let's
colors.
See how far we go. What are the true colors?
That you didn't care. You didn't care that the Cavs made the playoffs.
Yes,
you didn't
I
care
did care that the Cavs
seed.
Made the playoffs.
You didn't care that they have home court advantage.
Why wouldn't I care?
And so, yeah, I'm going to be upset about it. I thought in this town we cared about the playoffs. If we certainly say that regular seasons are just not what they used to be.
So, wait a minute.
I waited all year to get to this point, and now I'm sitting here. We couldn't even get them to play the music on Friday.
You're mad at the fans.
Yeah.
For caring for by the way, they did care. They did care about the playoffs. So you say the fans didn't care about the playoffs. However, you're mad that they did care about making the playoffs with the Browns? No, I mean, you're contradicting yourself with every single syllable you say.
I didn't contradict.
Not even the sentence. The syllables don't make sense.
You're just not listening properly.
I'm listening. I'm trying to find any sort of rhythm to it.
We should get excited about making the playoffs in every sport.
Oh, thank you for telling fans how to be fans.
I don't. They apparently need to, because in other cities they don't act like this. This was ridiculous last week.
First off,
I was told we were a great sports town. This town did not operate like a great sports town last week.
People in Philly never say anything bad about their own teams.
Quite frankly, today, the phone lines have been wide open. You're not acting very excited about today either. And don't think they're not noticing that. People are noticing in this town that there is a divide. It's not us causing the divide, although I would make the argument that you certainly didn't help in that divide last week.
I did not cause any sort of divide. I did not divide the house.
I got a lot of reaction over the weekend when won that game going, is Ken going to act excited?
Yeah, from people who are just trying to troll me.
Is Ken going to be excited?
You know I'm excited. People just trying to troll me.
Were
and like three people on social media.
Were you at Akron football practice during tip-off? I don't know. You tell me.
Akron football practice started at 9:45.
Oh, yeah.
I was at home in time for tip-off.
You were at home for time.
Do I need to give you a day-by-day? I'm sorry I had to report everything I did to another grown man as
guys,
a free American here in our society.
You guys didn't go eat afterwards? Would you make it to the
Mike's
second
place.
Quarter?
We went to Mike's place afterwards.
Good.
I had
good
an Italian
Ken could
scramble.
Be bothered.
It was sensational. My son had chicken fingers. His buddy also had chicken fingers, or tenders, actually. And we got home. I got home by 12:45, like I told you I did.
Made it just in time.
Yeah, what do I need to be home for? I got to be home. I got to be in my chair 2 hours for tip-off for an NBA game, which didn't even start until 1:13. Is that what I had to be? I mean, you can look as smug as you want, but you know you're not making any sense.
I'm just making sure.
You can turn it on me so you
I'm
make
just
sense,
making
but when
sure.
you start to rip on Jack Conklin, a
I'm
reason,
making
which,
sure.
by the way, you had no problem with the Jack Conklin
That's
signing
wrong.
Last year.
That's
no,
wrong.
No, you didn't have a problem.
That is wrong.
You didn't have the problem you're making it out that you have today.
Literally questioned
and I
it
answered,
the minute they signed
and I answered
it, and who's
that
looking
for
right
you?
On that one?
And I, no. I answered it for you. You accepted my answer. You accepted
it. So how confident are you in that offensive line this year? No Bill Callahan, too, by the way.
I'm fine with the offensive line
fine.
This year.
Boy, in the past, it was one of the big strengths of the team.
I
now you're just
see
fine
how,
with it? Boy, has that been a noted sea change by Ken Carmen, Browns offensive line observer?
What are you looking at me like that for?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andy Dickerson,
stand up for yourself.
Used
damn
to be,
it.
Used to be
a man.
Used to
what
be the controlling
about?
Force of this team was that offensive line. Now Ken's just fine with it.
I gotta see how he comes back. I have to see these
he is
things.
Beating you into a corner, and then every chance you step out, he just beats you back into the corner.
Because I'm not gonna get. Because you're not gonna get what you want. I know the whole room, except Mitch. Mitch isn't saying anything. The whole room wants me to get all worked up and in a lather and sweaty and angry, and it ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna let you do it this time because I know what you're saying is absolute nonsense, and I don't need to get mad about nonsense. I can knock it down pace by pace. You weren't outraged about the Jack Conklin signing. I explained it to you. You still don't want to see reasoning because you want to go back and say that you were right about something that you weren't about. The other part of it is, again, the Browns have no bearing on what the Cavs are doing and what the Cavs aren't doing. And when you say that everybody looks at the back of the Browns season and says it's wonderful, they remember it's wonderful because of what they did during that season. But it's pretty easy to compartmentalize it when the quarterback during that time is no longer with the team. I don't think anybody, I think people are separating. If you're talking about separation, I think fans are separating what happened last year and are looking forward to this year and knows that there's a lot of pressure on this football team. I don't understand where you came up with this idea that Browns fans, or I should say Cleveland fans in general, because they're fans of all three teams, for crying out loud. There might be some varying degrees. Hold on. Hold on. You said what you said about the team. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to say it. I don't think the fans are contradicting themselves at all about what they feel about other teams. I don't think that just making the playoffs this coming year will be enough for Browns fans. I think they've made a clear delineation between last year and this year.
There's no pep rally going on.
There's a pep rally every year. You try to have a pep rally on Friday, and I was with you. Of course, there's a pep rally every year.
Wait a second.
Don't act like an idiot.
Were you? We have audio from that show Friday. Mitch, was that a pep rally on Friday?
I tried.
It was a rally. I don't know if there was pep.
Yeah, it was one person tried to do the rally here.
I tried. They weren't coming with me.
You weren't coming with me.
And then you accused me of saying I'm not going to watch the Cavs game on Saturday when I have copious notes right here in front of you. And I watched it in real time. You got anything else?
Wait, the copious notes, that's all about Ben Finley and the quarterback of Akron. That's what I see on those notes.
Arena really loud, lots of energy, back-to-back threes, ESPN laying back for just crowd audio. I think it was something wrong, but it sounded awesome.
Oh, and did he have a spy?
All women crew.
Was Liz sending
that in? Ben Carroll is only 21. Magic are just kidding. I will go through all four effing pages.
That looks like Liz's handwriting. I got to be honest.
Okay. This looks like Liz's handwriting?
Yes.
This looks like Liz's handwriting?
Yes, it kind of does.
That's what that looks like? I'll hold it up for the camera.
You have much better penmanship than Liz.
This is my penmanship.
Boy, something has happened there?
True whatsoever.
Something's falling apart there.
Right. The slippery wizard strikes again.
Oh, that was Joe. I was like, who the hell is that? I thought Mitch was in the microphone for some odd reason. 216-474-0092. Jeff in University Heights. Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
And, you know, I'm not going to say you're not a cheerleader or what have you, but I do agree with Lima as far as this town is concerned.
Congratulations, you're both wrong.
The Browns have, since 1999, for the most part, have been equine feces, yet they get a free pass in this town. The Guardians / Indians from 2013 to 2023 under Francona had the third best winning percentage, and yet most of those years they were in the lower quartile in attendance. And, you know, the Cavs.
Who was lower quartile in attendance?
The Guardians were during that run. When Tito was here for those 10 years, they had the third best record of in Major League Baseball over that 10-year period.
Yeah.
And yet this great, so-called great sports town where all we need is a winner and we'll turn out proved that that's not the case. This is a football town. This is not a sports town.
Jeff, that's 100% wrong.
Don't act like this.
What? That's 100% wrong.
I just think
wrong.
That people saying we're not a great sports town because you don't support everything all the time, that's not what makes a great sports town. Great sports town is that you can have debates over the sports and actually have
passion over
it.
Thank you very much.
But listen, though, are you going to sit there and tell me that the Browns don't get the free pass or get a more of a consideration?
The Browns? How do the Browns get a free pass? How do the Browns? Most sports talk spends the majority of their time talking about football.
Yes.
In turn, obviously, we spend the majority of our time talking about the Browns. That is not something I'm going to deny. As much as people complain, even though we spend a lot of time talking about at least on this show we do, we talk about the other teams. By the way, congratulations to the Monsters. Third reference today.
That's right.
We could say what we want to say. We could be honest with each other here, Jeff. Yes, there's a considerable amount of time spent on football. These aren't our children. I don't have to act like I like them all the same amount, okay? There's times where they upset us. But you can't say that the Browns get a free pass. If you spend most of your time talking about the Browns, then obviously they're going to be on a different microscope than what the Guardians and Cavaliers have been over the last couple of seasons.
But, Ken, thanks to the Odyssey app, I've been able to go on my phone and listen to Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly.
And Philadelphia says way meaner stuff about all their teams combined than we ever would.
Right,
Jeff, I gotta run. I really do. We are literally up against it. I will take more calls as we come back.
Kenny,
216-474-0092.
We think this
Boston hates their baseball team right now.
They do.
They hate them.
We think this is a great sports town because it is. I don't think last week was very indicative of that, though. That is my complaint about
last week. And I totally disagree, and I'll tell you why next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.